أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with Surah Al-Isra, we've been looking at section 3, which runs from ayah 9 to ayah 22. And yesterday we stopped at ayah 14. So let's continue with ayah 15, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, مَنْ اِحْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَحْتَدِي لِنَفْسِ وَمَنْ ظَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَذِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. Whoever holds on to guidance, he does so for himself. And whoever gets lost, then it's for his own disadvantage. And then a sentence that is quite important, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No carrier of burden is going to carry the load of anyone else. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْأَثَ رَسُولًا. And we would never punish a town or a people until we have appointed a messenger. And this ayah brings together three themes which are common throughout the Qur'an, including the ideas that the consequences of one moral's action and one's state of guidance or misguidance ultimately is one's responsibility. No one assumes the burden of another. That's وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. I remember this from childhood when my grandmother used to say this all the time when we made excuses to say somebody else did it, that's why we did it, or why is she doing it and why can't we do it, and so on and so forth. And it's a really important aspect. No one assumes the burden of another. It means no one is punished for the misdeeds of another, and all must bear the consequences of their own actions. Although sometimes some people may lead others astray, the burden of sins committed by those who are misguided is still borne by themselves. Now, although there are some ayat in the Quran which tell us that those who mislead, they bear an additional burden. Also that Allah does not punish a people without warning them. And this is identified here specifically with his sending a messenger. And this also states that he would never destroy a town for their wrongdoings while their people were heedless, meaning before a messenger has made them aware of their wrongdoings and its destructive consequences. So quite a lot to take in on this ayah. And then in ayah 16, it's a continuation. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. Whenever we intend to destroy a town, we command or we give the affluent ones the opportunity to obey Allah. But they create corruption, and then the consequence is destruction. Again, throughout the Quran, we find it's often the privileged members of a community, its leaders, those who enjoy a higher social status, who are most resistant to the warning of the Prophet and most likely to be those who cover up the truth. And the word mutrafiha is basically those who have got so much they feel entitled, they're blinded by excess and therefore misguided. And when Allah says this, if I paraphrase it, we command those who live a life of luxury. And it's understood by most commentators to mean that Allah commands such people to belief and obedience, but they disobey and then they commit injustice. And then in ayah 17, وَكَمْ أَحْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوحٍ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. How many generations have we destroyed since Prophet Nuh? And then all the rules that we looked before apply, and your Rabb is enough as a witness when it comes to the sins of his slave. He is all-knowing and he is all-seeing. So in our history, Prophet Nuh is the first in a series of prophets whose people were destroyed for rejecting the message of repentance, of tawbah and tawheed brought by these prophets. And then ayah 18. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. Whoever desires the immediate. So somebody who desires only worldly gratification and instant gratification, Allah says we rush it for him. What we will to whom we intend. Then we may have made for him Jahannam, which he will be condemned to and banished to. Now, the ayah indicates for those who seek only worldly things while denying or despairing of the hereafter completely, Allah will hasten for them precisely what they desire. And then ayah 19, which lists the three content conditions for attaining rewards for a good deed. He says, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ, whoever desires the hereafter, in other words, the one who has made Jannah his goal, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, and strives for it, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, while he believes, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا, it is those whose efforts are appreciated by Allah. So the three conditions for a good deed: one must intend goodness by it, one must make a strive, an earnest attempt to complete the deed, and one must do so in the context of being a believer. And just as the Prophet ﷺ said, deeds are only according to intentions, and indeed each shall have what he intended. And then ayah 20, Allah says, كُلًا نُمِدُّ هَوْلَاي وَهَوْلَاي مِنْ أَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ, every one of these groups, those who work for worldly gratification, for the temporal, and those who work towards the akhirah, وَمَا كَانَ أَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحَذُورًا, we extend our gift to them and we do not restrict it. Both have been given the ability or the free will to want what they want. So both groups are given the gift of time. It is entirely up to them how they utilize it. But then he says, انظر كيف, look at how, contemplate how, فضلنا بعضهم على بعض, that we have given preference to some over the others. وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلة, and the hereafter is even greater in terms of rank and preference. So it's a repeated Quranic warning which says, think what you're doing. And really simply, it's the difference of being selfish versus selfless. And finally, in ayah 22, لَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ, don't associate anyone with Allah worthy of worship or obedience, فَتَقْعُدَ مَذْمُومًا مَخْذُولًا, because then you will end up being condemned and deceived. So if we conceptualize this third section, in essence, it is talking about the human being who prays for evil, thinking he's praying for good, wants instant gratification and rushes to judgment. There's a bird's eye view of his deeds which should be around his neck, and they will be revealed on the day of Qiyamah, and he or she will be their own auditor. Worldly actions or selfishness cause agitation and lead to Jahannam. Deeds that are linked to the hereafter, in other words, selflessness, are immortal. Inshallah, we will continue with section 4 tomorrow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.